While he ate, Malone tried to assess the situation. "You specifically challenged de Roquefort last night in the palace," he said to Cassiopeia. "Where'd you learn your craft?"
"Self-taught. My father passed to me his boldness, and my mother blessed me with an insight into the male mind."
Malone smiled. "One day, you may guess wrong."
"Did you ever guess wrong as an agent?"
"Many times, and folks died from it occasionally."
"Henrik's son on that list?"
He resented the jab, particularly considering she knew nothing of what happened. "Like here, people were given bad information. Bad information leads to bad decisions."
"Kai Thorvaldsen was in the wrong place at the wrong time," Stephanie made clear.
"Cotton is right," Henrik said. "My son died because he was not alerted to the danger around him. Cotton was there and did what he could."
"I didn't mean to imply that he was to blame," Cassiopeia said. "It was only that he seemed anxious to tell me how to run my business. I simply wondered if he could run his own."
Thorvaldsen sighed. "You have to forgive her, Cotton. She's brilliant, but inherited her father's lack of manners."
"Henrik fancies himself my surrogate father."
"You're lucky," Malone said, "that I didn't shoot you off that motorcycle and ran."
"I'm waiting to hear the truth you spoke about," Stephanie said to Thorvaldsen.
"All right. What's the extent of your knowledge about the New Testament?"
An odd question, Malone thought. "It contains the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which tell us about Jesus Christ."
Thorvaldsen nodded. "The New Testament, as we know it, was formulated during the first four centuries after Christ as a way to universalize the emerging Christian message. After all, that's what Catholic means, universal. The followers of Jesus formed their own version of the word, but so did 100 other emerging sects. The main reason the Catholic version survived was its ability to impose its belief universally. They grafted onto the scriptures so much authority that eventually no one could question their validity without being deemed a heretic. But there are many problems with the New Testament."
The Bible was a favorite of Malone's, and he knew all about its inconsistencies. Each gospel was a murky mixture of fact, rumor, legend, and myth that had been subjected to countless translations, edits, and redactions. But Malone was becoming impatient.
"What does this have to do with what's happening here?"
"Think what finding the bones of Christ would mean for Christianity," Cassiopeia said. "The religion revolves around Christ dying on the cross, resurrecting, and ascending into heaven."
"That belief is a matter of faith," Jeffrey quietly said.
"He's right," Stephanie said. "Faith, not fact, defines it."
Thorvaldsen shook his head. "Faith also eliminates logic. Think about this. If a man named Jesus existed, how would the chroniclers of the New Testament know anything about his life? All of the Gospels speak of the disciples fleeing at Jesus' arrest, so none of them was there. Yet detailed accounts of the crucifixion are recorded in all four. How would the Gospel writers know any of that